it right then, but I was at another, some other folks was, I was eating supper with them.
Yeah.
And I hate to leave anything on my plate,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
But I didn't really want it, and that's all it took out was just about a tablespoonful of it, a big tablespoon. And so when I tasted that, and it tasted that way, it had that some kind of a taste, I couldn't explain just exactly, but I knowed it didn't taste right,
yeah,
for food. And I went ahead and ate it though.
No,
and then about 4 o'clock, before daylight,
no,
I went to get sick, stomach, just dying nearly. And I'd get out on my hands and feet in front of that little house out there just like that, and I'd holler, ooh, ooh.
That's
and,
terrible.
And
food poisoning can kill you.
And then I'd go, he'd stop then, I'd go back and lay down.
Mm-hmm.
Then here he'd come back again. And boy, I mean, I jumped up when I got up there and couldn't throw up, my machine couldn't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I run out through there, I said, help.
And you couldn't even vomit?
Help, no. I couldn't vomit. And I was hollering, help. And the fella out of the parson coming running out, and the other man right over here coming running out. Said, what's the matter, Orville? And I said, I've got ptomaine poison. And I said to this preacher, Bill Whitlock, he's a Indian preacher. I said, have you got any vinegar? I said, I need some vinegar. I said, so I can throw up.
Oh, that would make it hurt.
And so he said, yeah, I said, thank you. Have any come out there with a quart of vinegar? And I said, bring a spoon. And he brought a spoon and poured out a tablespoonful of that and drank that. And I had no more than satanic acid in there, killed that ptomaine. And when you drink that satanic, it hits, just as soon as it hits your stomach, well, it'll just turn right back like that. That poison will just come a-rolling out of there. And that cured my poison right there. It just cured it. I didn't have no vinegar at my house. And so I decided if I was going to be getting sick that way, I needed me a woman, so I went and
where'd you find Margie? You've known her since I was a baby.
I've known her ever since she's like that, a little bitty fella. I can recollect when she was a little bitty tad, her and her sister slept together. And her daddy'd take them in there and he'd tuck them in the bed.
Well, little did you think then.
I never even thought about marrying a little tadpole.
No, she's just a little bitty thing. Well, of course she grew up, so
and I'll show you her picture.
Okay. That's really amazing. Well, so, how many years have y'all been married?
We've been
6.
Now the little bugger he is, and she got to be a little girl.
Oh.
I show people.
How were you in that picture, 11?
I show that picture to people.
There's
my.
There's something on the eye.
That's on.
Looks sort of like you have a patch over your eye, but other than
that, ain't nothing.
Just like it. That's not on the.
Oh, that's
right
on.
Now.
It's on this.
Piece of bark or something like that. Yeah.
Now that ain't in the inside. That is it.
Yep.
What?
I think it is on the inside.
You get it out. You're a better hand than I am. I don't want to put her eye out.
No, don't want to put her eye out. Don't want to put a patch over her eye. And so you were 11 when that picture was.
How old that is?